You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the markets. The benchmark equity indices closed in the positive territory. The NSE Nifty 50 closed 28.50 points, or 0.13% higher, to settle at 21,647.20, while the BSE Sensex gained 63.47 points, or 0.09%, to 71,721.18. The broader indices closed in the green, with gains led by Nifty Next 50 and small-cap stocks. Bank Nifty Index closed higher by 77.50 points, or 0.16, to settle at 47,438.35. Earlier in the afternoon, Hero MotoCorp, Bajaj Auto, Eicher Motors, IndusInd Bank, and Axis Bank were the top gainers in the Nifty 50. Next up, IT major Infosys is all set to report its earnings for FY23 Q3 today. Infosys is likely to post weak numbers with revenue growth, according to estimates, expected to be 1.8% lower in constant currency terms, with 20 BPS cross-currency headwinds. Per analysis, Infosys' December quarter performance will be marred by lower pass-through revenues, higher than usual furloughs, and weak discretionary spending. The company is also expected to post a decline in operating margin due to salary hikes that the company rolled out in November last year. Brokerage firms said that Infosys will post Q3 profit in the range of ₹5,960 to ₹6,142 crore, reporting a year-on-year fall of around 7%. Revenue growth is expected to be muted at ₹38,660 crores. Moving on, in the latest report on India's mid-cap stocks, Jefferies unveils a positive outlook for Q3 FY24, anticipating healthy sales and profit after tax growth of plus 16% and plus 24% YOY, respectively, for their coverage. Jefferies predicts that the top-line growth in Q3 FY24 will be predominantly volume-driven, with a particular emphasis on companies in the cables and wires sector. The report notes that there has been no significant pricing actions observed in most product segments. This stability is attributed to the softening of input costs year-on-year, indicating a cautious approach by companies in adjusting their pricing strategies. Companies in the electronic manufacturing services sectors, such as Amber and Dixon, are expected to benefit from production-linked incentive and new customer additions. In another development, Delhi maintained its status as the most polluted city in India out of a list of 92 cities in the country in the year 2023, according to a 5-year National Clean Air Program report prepared by the Climate Trends and Respirer Living Science, using data from the Continuous Ambient Air Quality Monitoring Stations Network. The report pointed out that despite a 5.9% decrease in PM2.5 levels over the last 5 years, Delhi falls short of NCAP targets. Union government data revealed that only 28% of the ₹38.21 crore allocated to Delhi under the NCAP has been utilized. The Delhi government did not respond to queries about the expenditure. Meanwhile, Tata Consultancy Services is all set to report its third quarter earnings for FY24 today, on January 11th. According to brokerage firms, TCS is likely to post a tepid growth in revenue and profit after tax on account of the prevailing weakness in discretionary spending in key markets in the West. TCS will report a modest expansion in earnings before interest and taxes margin. According to brokerage firms, TCS will post Q3 profit in the range of ₹11,317 to ₹11,737 crore, growing by around 6.06% on year. Revenue for the quarter is expected to grow by 2.46% YOY to around ₹59,662 crore. IT spending in key verticals, BFSI, retail, high-tech and telecom, still remains a challenge for TCS. In other news, 6 countries have jointly claimed the top position on the 2024 Henley Passport Index, offering their citizens unparalleled global mobility with visa-free access to 194 destinations out of 227. The remarkable feat sees France Germany, Italy, Spain, Japan, and Singapore on the top rank. The last two nations, consistent leaders in passport strength for the past 5 years, continue to assert their dominance, maintaining their first place ranking. India, while not in the top tier, holds a respectable 80th position on the index, providing its citizens with visa-free access to 62 destinations, including popular tourist hotspots like Thailand, Indonesia, Mauritius, Sri Lanka, and the Maldives. This year's ranking marks a 3-position jump for India from last year. Lastly, some auto news. BMW Group recorded its highest ever annual sales in India in 2023. This includes all three brands, BMW, Mini, and BMW Motorrad. The luxury automaker delivered 14,172 cars across India in 2023, which includes 13,303 units sold under the BMW brand and 869 units from Mini. In the two-wheeler division, BMW sold 8,768 motorcycles retailed under BMW Motorrad. Further, December 2023 also witnessed the highest ever monthly sales for BMW and Mini. BMW registered an annual growth of 18% in 2023 in the car segment. A majority of it was attributed to the flagship models, including the 7 Series sedan, i7, X7, and iX, which accounted for the massive 88% growth from the previous year. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.